Navedtra 15009 Bravo Yeoman. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 2. 1. Which term includes all written material, publications, messages, and memorandums that are sent to or from the command? Official correspondence. 2. Navy correspondence preparation is described as the standard Navy letter, joint letter, multiple address letter, endorsement, memorandum, and which other type of letter. Business. 3. Which publication contains instructions for typing standard letters? SecNav Manual 5216.5. 4. How many lines below the date line on a standard letter should the from line be started? 2. 5. A paragraph should not be started at the bottom of the first page of a standard letter unless at least two lines of text will remain on that page, and at least how many lines of text will carry over to the next page? 2. 6. Which type of complementary close is used on a standard letter? None. 7. Which type of letter is a variation of the standard letter in which two or more commands wish to issue information establishing an agreement or discussing a matter of mutual concern? Joint. 8. The originators of the joint letter are both identified in the letterhead, with the senior originating command on top. The originator blocks are located how many spaces below the letterhead? 2. 9. Up to how many addresses may be listed in the to line on a multiple address letter? 4. 10. How many different ways can addresses be listed in the distribution line on a multiple address letter? 3. 11. Is a serial number required on unclassified correspondence? No. 12. Is a serial number required on classified correspondence? Yes. 13. Which publication should be referred to for a detailed description of how to properly mark classified documents? DoD Manual 5200.01, Victor 2. 14. Which type of correspondence has specific guidance on the internal and external written communication particular to the Department of Navy Headquarters? Executive. 15. What is used when a letter is forwarded via your activity? Endorsement. 16. What provides an informal way to correspond within an activity or between several activities? Memorandum. 17. What should be used as an internal document to record supporting information in the record that is not recorded elsewhere? Memorandum for the record, Mike Foxtrot Romeo. 18. Which type of memorandums should be used for informal communications within your activity? Plain paper. 19. Which type of memorandum may be used to correspond on routine matters that neither make a commitment nor take an official stand when direct liaison with individuals outside your activity is authorized? Letterhead. 20. Which type of memorandums are used to correspond within the Secretary of the Navy, with the Department of Defense, with the President, and with the White House staff, and to send routine material to other federal agencies? Action or info. 21. What may be used to document mutual agreements of facts, intentions, procedures, limits on future actions, areas of present or future coordination or commitments, and so forth? Memorandum of Agreement, Mike Oscar Alpha. 22. Which type of letter can be used for correspondence between individuals within the Department of Defense when the occasion calls for personal approach? Business. 23. How many lines at a maximum should the subject line be if used on a business letter? 1. 24. Your command keeps incoming and outgoing correspondence readily available by using one of how many different filing systems? 2. 25. Which type of filing system is one in which all official copies of outgoing correspondence and the originals of incoming correspondence are maintained in the same office, is used by ships, small shore commands, or commands with a minimal amount of correspondence? Centralized. 26. Which type of filing system is appropriate when there is considerable correspondence routed directly to a department or division having responsibility over a specific subject? Decentralized. 27. which publication contains the numerical codes providing the basic classification structure for identifying and filing records. SecNav Manual 5210.2. 28. Which form is used to record the identity of the person holding material removed from a file? Optional Form 23. 29. Charge out records in your files should be periodically checked to ensure no documents have been out for more than how many days? 5. 30. Who generally retains awarding authority for all awards under the Department of the Navy purview? Secretary of the Navy, SecNav. 31. The Secretary of the Navy may delegate authority to approve awards at or below which level? Legion of Merit. 32. Which publication provides a listing of Secretary of the Navy award delegations? SecNav Instruction 1650.1 Hotel. 33. Which publication lists the precedence of U.S. military and non-military decorations, medals, and ribbons authorized for personnel of the Navy and Marine Corps? SecNav Instruction 1650.1 Hotel. 34. What prohibits and imposes a suitable penalty for the unauthorized wear, manufacture, or sale of any decoration, medal, or ribbon? 18 United States Code 704. 35. What is the Personal Award Recommendation Form Number? OPNAV 1650/3. 36. Pertinent information from the Personal Award Recommendation Form, OPNAV 1650/3, is entered into the Navy Department Awards Web Service database and transferred on which basis into the Navy Personnel Command Master Awards file? Weekly. 37. Which publication should be reviewed for specific guidelines on the handling of files for awards? SecNav Manual 5210.1. 38. How many separate procedures are there for inclusion of personal awards into a sailor's record? 2. 39. How many lines of text are usually included for meritorious service medals or higher, excluding the Purple Heart? 18 to 22. 40. Which type of awards should be submitted directly to Navy Standard Integrated Personnel System Administrator of Personnel Support Detachment for inclusion into the enlisted service record? Flag Letters of Commendation, Foxtrot Lima Oscar Charlies. 41. What is an award bestowed on an individual for a specific act or acts of gallantry or meritorious service? Military Decoration. 42. Submit award recommendations to arrive at the final awarding authority for adjudication at least how many days prior to the desired presentation date? 60. 43. Time limits are 3 years for submitting most personal military decorations and how many years for awarding them? 5. 44. Which form is used to prepare recommendations for personal decorations? OPNAV 1650/3. 45. How many parts does the body of an award citation consist of? 3. 46. How many different actions may awarding authorities take in regards to award recommendations? 5. 47. Which type of awards recognize entire organizations for outstanding heroism or achievement performed during periods of war, international tension, national emergencies, or extraordinary situations that involve national interests? Unit. 48. Unit awards must be submitted within how many years from the date of the action or service? 3. 49. Which form must be used to prepare Navy Unit Award Recommendations? OPNAV Form 1650/14. 50. Which grades must the officers be in to sign a flag letter of commendation? 07 to 010. 51. Which publication should be followed when preparing performance evaluation reports? Bupers Instruction 1610.10 Delta. 52. Which type of reports are the only reports that must be submitted on specific dates? Periodic. 53. How often are periodic reports submitted by commands? Annually. 54. A periodic report may be omitted if the period of the report is less than how many months? 3. 55. No report period may exceed how many months without prior approval by Commander, Navy Personnel Command? 15. 56. Which type of eval and fitness reports provide a record of significant performance that cannot be directly observed by the regular reporting senior, that is, individual augmentee assignment, temporary additional duty for a prolonged period of time? Concurrent. 57. Not observed reports are submitted to cover short periods of time, how many days or less, during which a service member cannot be properly evaluated by his or her regular reporting senior. 90. 58. What is a narrative-style report of performance providing information for use in verifying training accomplishments, making enlisted service record entries, and/or preparing eval reports? Performance Information Memorandum, Papa India Mike. 59. A performance information memorandum should be forwarded within how many days to the command preparing the regular eval report for the period covered? 15. 60. What is defined as a collection of data or information used to determine policy, to plan, control, and evaluate operations and performance, to make administrative determinations, or to prepare other reports? Information collection. 61. Reports should be reviewed before their expiration dates to determine if the reports continue to meet requirements efficiently. The action officer reviews the reports how many days prior to their expiration? 180. 62. The most effective way to provide an annual review of every report required by your command is to combine the reviews with the annual review of the command directives. Since each required report has a command directive as its basis, a complete review of that directive, how many months before the anniversary month of its issue date, would provide the opportunity for an in-depth look at any report listed therein. 3. 63. What is the Report Analysis Data Form Number? OPNAV Form 5214/10. 64. If any information requirement is to be canceled, a change transmittal to the existing directive canceling the requirement should be prepared. If the information requirement remains valid, a revised directive or change transmittal should be submitted within how many days of the expiration date? 60. 65. Which office must approve each request to collect information from the public? Office of Management and Budget, Oscar Mike Bravo. 66. What consists of all existing and new public information collection or reports, both recurring and one-time, that might be established during the year? Information Collection Budget, India, Charlie Bravo. 67. Collecting information that has not been approved by OMB is a direct violation of which public law? 96-511. 68. Which type of report is an interim report explaining the amount of work completed or to be completed on an established report? Status. 69. Which type of report conveys essentially the same type of information at prescribed intervals? Recurring. 70. Who has to approve revised reports? Reports Control Manager. 71. Which type of report is justified by the originator, reviewed and approved by the Reports Control Manager, and assigned a report control symbol or an exemption? Licensed. 72. What are most reports identified with, along with their titles? Report Control Symbol, Romeo Charlie Sierra. 73. Which form is available to assist the reports manager in establishing an inventory system? OPNAV Form 5214/5. 74. How many types of information should the published list of current reports contain? 7. 75. Which system provides an index to the required reports and shows the submission date of each? Tickler. 76. Which term is defined as a fixed arrangement of captioned spaces designed for entering and extracting prescribed information? Form. 77. Which publication sets forth principles, techniques, and methods in establishing and administering the forms management program? SecNav Manual 5213.1. 78. What is the Request for Clearance or Cancellation of a Standard or Optional Form form number? Standard Form 152. 79. On which basis does the Forms Management Plan emphasize a continuing review of forms and related procedures? Annual. 80. Which types of forms are the highest authority forms in the federal government? SF and OF, Sierra Foxtrot and Oscar Foxtrot. 81. Which type of forms are the highest authority forms originated in the DoD established for DoD-wide use? Second level. 82. What indicates the form has been reviewed and approved as a valid requirement and the respondents have the responsibility of providing the requested information? Form number. 83. Canceled case folders may be destroyed or retired to federal record centers by following the guidance contained in which publication? SecNav Manual 5210.1. 84. What provides for fines and penalties, including imprisonment, for unlawful and willful destruction or removal of government records? United States Code, Uniform Sierra Charlie. 85. Which act established the means to obtain legal authority for destruction of government records with no future value? Records Disposal Act of 1943. 86. Which publication establishes policies and procedures for lifecycle management, creation, maintenance, use, and disposition of Department of the Navy records? SecNav Manual 5210.1. 87. Which publication defines official correspondence as all written material, documents, publications, charts, messages, and so forth addressed to or sent from a command? OPNAV Instruction 3120.32. 88. Which type of material may be defined as any material that serves no documentary or record purpose? Non-record. 89. What is the nation's record keeper? National Archives and Records Administration, November Alpha, Romeo Alpha. 90. What provides federal agencies superior record storage, access, and disposition services through a national network of facilities? Federal Records Center, Foxtrot Romeo Charlie. 91. How many different official methods are there for the disposition of records? 5. 92. Classified material must be destroyed per methods outlined in the SecNav Manual 5510.30 and which other publication? SecNav Manual 5510.36. 93. What is the indefinite or permanent retention of official records known as? Preservation. 94. What is the records transmittal and receipt form number? Standard Form 135. 95. Requests for Federal Records Center reference services should be made in writing on which form directly to the Federal Records Center by the requesting activity. Oscar Foxtrot 11. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.